This is Tom Warren asking you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to read for you and then study with you some lessons from the words of the Apostle Paul as found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 18 and reading through verse 25. I would be very pleased if you would get your Bible and read along with me. I will be reading from the American Standard Version. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning will I bring to naught. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For seeing that in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom knew not God, it was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. Seeing that Jews ask for signs, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto Jews a stumbling block, and unto Gentiles foolishness. But unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, friends, there's some wonderful lessons that we can learn from this great passage from the pen of the Apostle Paul as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. In fact, this passage makes clear that the supreme declaration of God to man is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Let's think about some of these declarations. Upon the basis of the very fact that our blessed Lord was crucified, there is the declaration of the reality of sin. Now, as you know from 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, sin is the transgression of God's law. We sin when we violate the will of God in whatever way we may do that. The very fact that Jesus died on the cross indicates that sin is real, that it isn't something we can just laugh off. There is another great declaration of the cross, and that is the universality of sin. And by the expression, the universality of sin, I mean to say that the cross makes clear that every one of us has sinned. Now, Paul declared in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, the cross declares, first, sin is real. And secondly, it declares, you have sinned, speaking to every one of us. There is a third great declaration of the cross, and that is the righteousness of God. In Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, we find the Apostle Paul saying, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of Christ in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now this passage makes clear that the law of Moses could not save men. It is true that men who lived under the law of Moses will be saved in eternity. But they will not be saved by the blood of the animals that were offered under that law, nor by that law, but they will be saved by the blood of Christ. Paul here makes clear that God requires that men be free from sin. And the only way a man can be free from sin is by the blood of Christ. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins declares to every one of us, you have sinned, and you cannot be saved without the blood of Christ.